Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4255.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My stepdad had a significant influence on me. He had a terrible accident that left him paralyzed and still overcame that and became a professional athlete like he dreamt of when he was a kid.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a musician and a scholar, I guess you could say. I really like playing music and I really like going to school.
What types of things make you happy?
Visiting my family, seeing my daughter definitely makes me happy. Playing music makes me happy. Doing well in school is definitely something that'll make me happy.
What types of things make you sad?
Well, getting bad grades in school will make me sad.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
Well, I come from a long line of professors and musicians, so sorta predetermined that I would like music and like being in school.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think honesty or sort of truthfulness would be the most admirable quality somebody could have, just because if you don't have that, what other qualities could you have?
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like the least?
I like how open-minded I can be, but I don't like how that can make me pretty apprehensive and indecisive about some things.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
It really depends on the family member. If it's a whole group, you know, we like to all just hang out in the living room area, eat something. If it's just my daughter, we'll go to a playscape or something. My brother and I will play a couple of video games. My sister and I will watch TV. Really depends.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I definitely liked playing kickball. I definitely enjoyed playing video games. That was one of the big ones. And Pokemon cards.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy?
My favorite book is a trilogy, the Obsidian Trilogy. It's a fantasy sort of thing, you know, magic, elves, and all that kind of stuff. That's my favorite genre. I like escaping the world I'm in whenever I read.
What is your favorite word and why?
Unbeknownst. Just, you never really hear it. And I read it in a couple of books, and unbeknownst to him, just, I think it's a nice way of saying something like that.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
Oh, I saw The Hobbit. Yeah, that was pretty sweet. You know, fantasy and everything.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Well, I play music. I like to play the violin, mandolin, ukulele, and hobbies. I mean, music. That was redundant.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I don't think I'm creative.
Yes, you are.
I play music, but I only play music from other people. I've never written my own stuff.
Okay. Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yeah, well, when I was younger, about 10 till 15, I was identical to Harry Potter or Daniel Radcliffe, and yeah, I didn't really like that very much, but I can't really help it.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced, and its impact on you.
Well, I did drop out of school, and after having my kid, I realized you need to have an education to provide for your dependents, so that is a experience that I experienced that had a significant influence on me.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Probably Galileo, and I would just want to, because he was the first person who ever took a telescope to the sky to see moons on Jupiter, see the phases of Venus, the first person who had proof that the world or that the universe didn't orbit Earth, that it orbit the sun, or at least the solar system did, the universe in his time.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
Well, when my daughter was born, that definitely had the biggest impact on me I've ever had. I sort of just completely flipped my life around.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Well, I decided to go back to school after having been dropped out for about 7 years, so I definitely took a risk there, and now I know it's definitely the right thing to have done.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
Well, I'm challenged any time I try to play anything by any classical composer, like Beethoven or Mozart or anything like that.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to?
Pretty much any time I ever do math homework, there's something I don't understand and that I need to figure out, and when I figure that out, that's that moment where I finally understand, that moment of epiphany.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I actually want to be playing my violin right now.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Well, I'd like to be with my daughter right now. I'd like to be spending time with her.
What is your approach to life?
Take the safest route, that'll yield the best results.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
The most difficult time was sort of the aftermath of my daughter being born. I wasn't in school. I didn't have a good job at all, so kind of scared there. I overcame it by deciding to go to school and get a better job, and I mean, it changed my perspective on life in more ways than I can describe in this short process.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
It's going to be really redundant. My most rewarding experience was becoming a father. It's filled my life with more joy than I can imagine.
Who is your favorite actor?
I like anything that Jason Bateman's in. I think he's pretty hilarious.
What is your favorite dinner?
I really like salmon and make that a little fancy or something, and that's what I like. I don't really cook very much, so it's hard to say.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I really liked Sorry and Monopoly.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
I guess you could say having a kid when you're very young would be the craziest thing I've ever done. Haven't really done anything too risky other than that.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Immediately take a shower.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
If I could do whatever I wanted right now, I'd drop school and everything and try to become a professional musician, but that's really just not what I can do right now.
What is your favorite season and why?
I like spring just because it's not cold anymore, but it's not yet too hot.
What matters to you most?
My daughter, my family matters to me most definitely.
What is the funniest thing that ever happened to you?
Well, recently I was looking everywhere for my hat and I couldn't find it. I found my daughter in the corner somewhere with my hat on, giggling, trying to get away from me, and it was pretty hilarious.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
I really think that we should have a worldwide identity. I really don't like all these different countries warring with each other. I think if we all had, the United Earth, things would be much better.
What's your family's brush with history?
We had family members fighting alongside George Washington in the Battle of Yorktown. That's about all we've had with history so far.
What's your favorite joke?
I don't really have a favorite joke. I like situational kind of comedy more than just a joke with a punchline.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
I always liked the Flash 'cause he could be super fast, but I guess if it was up to me, I would want something like telekinesis or something like that.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
I would probably want to go onto a sports stadium, even though I'm not sports, and see like exactly what's going on, 'cause you always see it from like a super high up bird eye view or way in the stands. You're never right up next to the action. I wonder if it's a different game when you're actually there.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
Think in the 1600s, one of my family members that I'm named after actually came here from Britain, and after that, the rest is history.
You are majoring in mathematics. When did you first become interested in this field?
I was working on some intermediate algebra homework, and I started to understand it and just kept thinking, wow, this is really, really cool, and it hasn't really stopped since then.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Want to go to grad school. If I can't do that, hopefully find a job somewhere. Shouldn't be hard.
If you choose any career, what would it you be?
If I could do anything, I'd be a professional violinist. I really hope I can still do that someday in the future.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Honestly, just staying at home with a movie or something like that.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Well, being a dad, I always try to find people that are really good with kids because I feel like that's an important quality to have. Other than that, the generic, honesty, being nice, looking out for your fellow man.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
It really depends on the significant other. I mean, it's going to be different for different people.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, I have my own kid, and I want to make sure, or not make sure, I want to help anyone have a kid who doesn't have the ability to or just needs a little help.
This concludes donor audio interview 4255.